is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Got him.
Well, what do you want me to do? I guess I need to restart it?
No, it's perfect. I only went, huh?
Hi, I'm Brad. And I love When Calls the Heart.
Hey, it's Panda, and I like When Calls the Heart.
I'm Dan, and I despise When Calls the Heart, and this
is the Deck the Hallmark podcast, ninjas! Go, get it.
You guys remember when we went on Home and Family?
Yep.
Oh, boy, do I.
What a bizarre time.
It was. Still, the best craft services.
Great craft services. Wonderful. No wonder the best craft services shut it down. But we just kind of weaseled our way on there.
We got a sweater.
Got a sweater?
That was delightful.
Got to meet Cam.
Cam Matheson.
Swell fella.
What a guy.
They didn't cut any of our segment.
No. It was wonderful.
It's wild.
I think anything they record, they used over there.
It was one take Jake over there.
It's so wild because obviously Jake. Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, it's me.
I don't think Jake needs to be here right now. Not this week.
I don't think he does.
I think Jake needs to save it maybe for next week.
Save it, Jake.
Nope. I'm here. I'm going to talk for a couple hours about my one take. I got one of them. This is it.
You're called One Take Jake?
I'm called One Take Jake.
Drake, I got to be honest with you. I'm so confused about what your bit is.
What is your bit?
I got one shot, one opportunity, sees everything I ever wanted, one moment. Is this your one take?
This
is it?
Are you telling us a take that you had?
No, this is it.
Why are you showing up right now? Like, why did you jump in here?
I am One Take
the rule
Jake.
Of improv.
He's One Take Jake.
Is you jump in when you're needed, then what what was the thing that was like, I got it, this is my spot, One Take
because
Jake.
You said his name.
I did not say One Take Jake.
I said One Take Jake because they don't cut anything.
I see what we said.
And then I said, who's One Take Jake?
Jake. And then he popped in. And
when did you say One Take Jake?
He said it.
I said it right after you said, I think whatever they record, they use.
And you said.
And I said, yeah, that's One Take Jake.
Yeah.
And then he and said, who's one take
said,
Jake?
That's One Take Jake?
Yes. I did.
Which is why I said.
I'm so confused. I said, I think whatever they record, they use.
Yeah,
and
one
you
take.
Said, that's One Take Jake.
That's One Take Jake.
And I listen.
What does that mean?
I would go back and play it, but we're One Take Jake.
Yeah.
No, I know we're one take. We never do multiple takes.
No.
I'm still confused how One Take Jake, why he's here.
I just said, well, Jake? Because I said One Take Jake, because this is, all right, One Take Jake, I get it. And then,
Jake, are you still here?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
So what is your take?
Oh, it's good.
All right, this is your moment.
All right, if I could do anything, I think we should legalize parachutes.
They're already paying.
So you have one take, and your take is to legalize something that's already legal?
I think you should make sure everyone has one, no matter what.
That's different than legalizing them. No. You said you wanted to legalize them. Now you're saying you
mandate.
Want to issue everyone a
right,
parachute.
Because no one can have them.
That's not true.
Many people have
a
them.
A lot of people have parachutes.
I haven't met a single one.
Okay, that doesn't make it so.
Who have you talked to? Who are you talking to?
Well, I talked to my friend Willie.
All right.
He didn't have a parachute.
Fair enough.
My friend Annie.
No, I want to be clear.
She did not have a parachute.
A lot of people don't have parachutes.
Yes.
That's not because they're
illegal.
Can
I ask you guys a question?
Please do.
Are there more people that have parachutes?
Don't.
Okay, let me rephrase it. Let me ask another question. Let me ask another question.
It is not illegal.
Are there more parachutes? Okay, let me ask this question.
If you
are there more
parachutes than people on the punch in the face.
No. Are there more parachutes in the world than there are people that don't have parachutes? I know there's a lot of hurdles to get through, but you know what I'm saying?
Are there more
parachutes in the world
than there are people that
don't have parachutes?
No. There are more people that don't have parachutes than there are parachutes.
Glad we got that.
Which is why we need to make sure
that's
we
what he's saying. That's what he's saying.
Parachutes, because they're illegal.
They're not illegal. First of all,
you can't get them.
But I will say, I don't fully disagree with you. I think we've made our point, but you can't say they're illegal because they're not illegal.
I can't find one anywhere, and that's my one take. I'm out.
Thank you. One take, Jake.
There he is.
Do parachute pants count? That's a good question. Amy doesn't have a parachute.
Good question.
So what I think we're getting at is there is a foggy number of parachutes to people, and Jake would just like to see more. Well, everybody, really.
I mean, based off of what I've heard, he thinks they're illegal still. Yeah. We got to work on that. But yeah, I think more people should have parachutes. I think that's a good.
Hey, Jake. Good.
Yeah.
Have you ever looked to buy a parachute yourself?
No, I tried.
What happened?
It didn't go well.
You said you couldn't find one.
I Googled buy parachute now.
And that didn't work for you.
It did not.
Really?
I tried it again.
Buy parachute now. I put bow. Buy parachute now. Had it all by parachute is what comes up. The band. Yeah, I don't know if you can buy a parachute.
I don't think you can buy one to jump out of a plane with. That would be very dangerous. You shouldn't be able to do that.
Can I be honest with you? I think Jake might have a point.
All right. I need to be very clear. Something that's not, it would be like.
Not saying it's illegal.
Okay. So that's Jake's points that they're illegal. So.
Yeah, they're not, but illegal
you
in
can't
that.
Go and find a parachute right now.
It's illegal. Why couldn't you? If you cannot
if
buy one
if they're legal,
online,
then why can't you?
Because you have to go to a place where you're going to jump
but
out
what
of
if
something.
You're,
what if you're not going to do
what
that?
What if you're not going to do that?
They're not
then
illegal.
It's illegal.
I don't think so. There's not a law against it.
Then why can't you?
Because who needs a parachute?
There it has to be someone. That's crazy to say that.
What
you can either buy it readily or it's illegal. Those are the only options.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
We can agree to disagree here, okay, but I now sit squarely in Team Jake.
One take Jake.
One take Jake. Man. Brought it today.
Yeah.
Brought it today.
As opposed to the other days where we have cut him, which is weird that we cut him.
Yeah.
I don't know why we would ever do that.
Yeah.
When calls the heart. How do we do this? When calls the heart. Season 6, episode 5 is titled
Heart of Boredom.
Heart of Oil.
Heart of Oil. Oh.
Ooh, yeah.
Blackheart. It's just called Surprise.
The episode is called Surprise? Just one word? Is there an exclamation point at the end?
No.
No?
Surprise.
I will. That does surprise me that they did that.
Surprise, this made it to air.
All right, let's talk about the surprises. The oil.
Oil. Surprise.
Allie.
Allie.
Surprise.
What is a surprise about Allie?
That she's a little silly girl. That's it. That's a surprise. The judge thing. That's a surprise.
The judge thing.
That he got a judge. We won't want him to be a judge. Bill.
That was. Was that this episode?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Surprise, everybody.
Originally aired on May 6th, 2019, and it went a little something like this. Jesse, with the face, is working on his new house. Suddenly, the whole town starts a-shaking. Apparently, Jesse struck oil. Gowan and Lee come to look, and they're like, this isn't normal, kid. So you should probably go get an expert to look at this, because you only like went a couple feet down. It's not a normal thing. Get an expert out here, and we'll see what they say. Rosemary manipulates Elizabeth into saying yes to dinner. A girl walks into a jail and is like, Bill, who are you, first of all? And why are you at my uncle's desk? Fair enough, girl. Her name's Allie. She is Nathan's niece, and she's here to cause a muck. Allie immediately ditches school like a boss. She meets Lucas, and he teaches her magic like a boss. Someone from the state comes to see Bill and is like, Bill, do you remember when you beat up that judge?
Good news.
It's for that reason we would like you to be a judge.
Nailed it.
He says, well, let me think about this. Nathan realizes Allie skipped school, so Elizabeth...
Hey, we still... No? Sorry, came out of the gate hot there.
I'll be honest, I forgot until this moment that we did that last week.
Well, there you go.
Stand by. What was I? Nathan realizes that Allie skipped school, so Elizabeth helps him find her. Uh-oh. What? Faith and Carson go into another town to pick up some equipment, and on the way back, the road is closed, so they have to camp under the stars. Uh-huh. An oil boy comes to meet with Jesse, and he's like, it could be, could not be. Hard to say. What you'd have to do is dig further, and that's going to be expensive. And Jesse's like, oh, man, shucks. So Carson and Faith, they spend the night. They were talking and getting real deep. They go into this town, and they start, you know, like walking arm in arm because they're, you know, they don't have to play hidey-seekies because no one knows who they are there. So they're free to be who they want to be. You're free to do what you want. Faith and Carson. That's not bad. The next day, Allie comes into class and immediately gets into trouble, kind of like taking kids' money and snacks via those dummies believing that magic is real. I don't know. Nathan tells her that she has to give all of the money and snacks back and that she has to try to make friends the good old-fashioned way with her charming personality. So Carson and Faith get back into town, and they're just sick of this. They're sick of this trash. So they end up, do they kiss? They kiss, right? And everybody sees them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they kiss and everyone sees. So it's out in the open. They're a relationship now. Henry offers to buy Jesse's land because he and Lucas want to get investors to dig for oil. Jesse is short-sighted, so he's pumped at the opportunity to get out of this with a little bit more cash.
$1,200, gee golly, mister.
Lee watches baby Jack. Bill joins. Shenanigans ensues. Oh,
two men and a baby.
That's exactly right. And Lucas and Nathan talk about Allie and magic and whether or not they belong in this town. And that, my friends, was When Calls the Heart. Surprise!
Ernie Deli Santi coming in hot in the double decker chat.
Is it about parachutes?
Buy parachutes online. They're between $2,500 and $9,000 for a full kit. So go have at it, guys. Parachutes are legal and readily available. There you have it.
Do you have to prove?
Ernie Deli Santi, I trust him on this.
Ernie, do you have to prove yourself?
In the music, the moment.
Because if you have to prove yourself, then it's still illegal until you prove yourself.
What do you mean, prove yourself?
No, I'm...
Like, go through like a ropes course? Like, show a video? No,
I think you have to show yourself to be a person of valor.
Yeah.
It's not Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, guys. It's a parachute.
Like you have to click a button and it's like, do you have what it takes? And you have to say like, yes or no.
Yeah, yeah, that's it?
Et cetera.
And that makes it illegal.
More or less. If it's any hurdle... If it's not like easy,
if it's not easy, if it's not free on the corner of the street, then it's illegal.
No, if it's not easy, it's illegal.
Okay.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back here at Dyke Dolliver. I can't wait to re-listen to that first segment.
I probably can.
I think we're on to something.
Yep.
By us, I mean One Take Jake.
One Take Jake. Yeah.
Jake knows what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this episode. Let's start with a hot take. Panda, what do you think, pal?
Guys, I'm so pumped. We have a precocious child in Winkle.
Oh, thank goodness.
Thank God.
We were missing that in Hope Valley for sure.
So that's not great. But on the good news, I like the oil storyline.
On the good news.
The good side of things, if we're looking at Ledger, the Ledger is showing up for oil.
You don't know English.
I'm happy for that.
You don't know how to speak English. I don't know what to tell you.
The Ledger's showing up. Ledger's showing up for
Came
the
up big
oil.
For us tonight. Showed up.
Showed up. Showed up. Showed out. And I think we're all pretty excited about it. Oil is looking good.
You really like the oil storyline.
Yeah, I really do. I think that's, this is one of those, here's what's sad to me, because I know what they're going to do. I know we're going to get resolution next episode on this, but this is legitimately, there's a lot that you could do with this, because think about
this. Of course,
I mean, again, this, but let's just pause and think about what the storyline could be.
He sells
the land and there is in fact oil.
Yes.
Gowan makes a truckload of money.
That's right.
This guy and now Lucas. Feels yeah. like he's lost out in some way because That's he right. wishes they could.
That's right.
It creates a Tries weird power Gowan. Imbalance yeah, within the whole
schism.
And then, or creates a flood of people trying to get oil.
But they would never do that.
That's, it would be yeah. fascinating. Of I course, mean, there's a lot of things that you
let's
could do.
Be honest. That's not, and that, right. and I know that Signed, Sealed, Delivered is tomorrow, but in this week's Signed, Sealed, Delivered, we see some of the repercussions from Oliver gaining a Oliver's independently wealthy now.
Right. Yeah.
And they actually follow that thread. They don't yes. just go, oh, he gave the money all the way to charity. No. They're doing something with it.
Yes.
Whereas they won't do a thing with this.
They won't. And that's a shame to me because I legitimately, as a plot point, I sat there and was like, man, that is great. I really like that idea.
The only thing that I could possibly get excited about with this show is if there's a plot point that I know that they'll follow through with. And yeah. that is not one.
And I just know they're not
going to
do it.
I thought Jesse was going to go to Lee. For investment money.
I am surprised he doesn't because he works for Lee.
Well, right. It's
he has a good
the,
relationship
it's one
with
of the
Lee.
Dumbest decisions of all time. Like, we can get to there in the wait, what? But, like, he doesn't go ask for investment money of all the times to do it. And instead, he's like, man, I could make $300. Like, what? Like, stop.
No, he's a real doofus. But he's a doofus. I mean, like, the rest of this episode, you know, yeah, man. Ooh. Like, it's... The baby stuff was kind of funny. I hope Lee has a baby soon. I would like that with Rosemary.
Thank you for prefacing.
Yeah. I think that he'd be a great pop. Bill doesn't do much for me, being a judge.
This just in.
And
I'm Judge Ronald.
This Grace and...
My name is Judge.
Why am I blanking on this?
Frankie. Faith and Carson.
Yeah, Faith and Carson.
You said Grace and.
Like, yeah, we're Faith and Carson.
There's a Grace on the show.
Faith, Grace, whatever. I can never hope. Remember her name.
Love.
Faith, hope, love. Grace, please, love. Faith.
Thanks for running through.
You're okay, buddy. I just couldn't. Faith.
You never would have.
Here's the deal. Faith and Carson. I don't know if I'm vibing with that plot point. I'm kind of over it. Like, they're together.
What's the
now.
Age gap between them?
Got to be 10 plus.
You think so?
I don't know.
Bigger age gap. Those two or the grandma and lawyer from A Tale of Love?
Grandma and lawyer.
I think grandma and lawyer.
I think grandma and lawyer.
I think grandma and lawyer maybe 20.
Yeah. Wow.
I think maybe that's a 20 at. Spot.
So last week, if you remember, I was especially downtrodden. after
this
coming...
did a lot to lift your spirits, I'm sure.
Well, Here is the thing about it.
Can I tell you the thing about it? I know it's your hot take. The first two episodes, three episodes try to mean something. 4 to 8, don't. 9 and 10, they'll make you care again. That is what this show is.
You don't know me.
Okay, go ahead.
You can't snow. So I think the biggest thing for me is I am genuinely curious and like excited about the two new characters. I think Lucas and Nathan... they're good characters. Yep. I think there's something there. This week didn't do a ton for me. But I go in each week.
Optimistic,
which is more than I can say for the past few seasons.
Yeah.
Like I go in each week thinking, I mean, they could figure this thing out. They could start doing some things. And so I don't know why
Lucas and Nathan have brought fresh.
They have. They've done fresh life.
They've done. It feels like a better show moving forward.
Absolutely.
I'm excited.
I still think that I like enjoy this episode more than most episodes from the past few seasons.
Yeah, agree.
Like because of the freshness and like the oil thing is intriguing. It didn't do what I thought was gonna. Like I really did think he was gonna go to Lee to get investment money. I couldn't believe that he didn't. I was baffled by this whole thing. But overall, the episode's blah. But I am still optimistic, and I will watch an episode later this week and go into it bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Hey, Beth said, good news, guys. There's still oil stuff happening in season 9.
Whoa!
Hello.
So that just, it's that all rice.
Big
news. Yeah, of course it is. This is awful television. We get introduced to, gee golly, Mr. Looks Up, Down, Left, Right, the worst character maybe on television this week.
Oh, my gosh.
And I don't think the actress is bad. I think what they're asking her to do is terrible, and they think it's working, and it's not. Here's what's wild about this. I can't believe we're having an actual discussion about this show, which I think none of us would ever watch ever on our own. I don't disagree with the fact that they're trying something new. What's weird to me, and I can't believe I'm the guy saying this. I honestly can't. At this point, neither Lucas nor Nathan is doing much for me. Mm. Like, compare these two to how we felt about Jack, Mountie Jack, in season one of When Calls the Heart. I was the guy, even I said in season one, dude, Jack and Elizabeth have something.
Yeah. And, but they had, like, Jack, they were making eyes
Daniel
and stuff.
Daniel Lissing, what he brought to the show, these two guys for me are not recreating.
But they're in a different
boat. Different boats.
No, I understand that. What I'm telling you
they're
is
they're not
is
even
that,
in the boat yet.
I know. What I'm telling you is that neither of them are doing, like, both of them are very cardboard to me right now.
And you're wrong about that.
I've interviewed both of these guys, and I know that they're both very talented actors, but I'm not super intrigued by either one right now.
You're wrong.
I'm not.
Wait for it.
And I hate that because it would make the episode go by quicker. Nothing's going to save the show. I mean, we're just looking through a trash heap trying to find like a half-eaten apple. Like that's what we're doing right now. And I think you guys would agree with that. I just feel like I'm still looking. You guys have found your half-eaten apple. Lucas and Nathan, the oil story. I have not found anything but rubbish. And so I would love to care about Lucas and Nathan enough to make this a bearable 42 minutes. It just isn't. And instead, I found Allie. So I found scabies in the trash. You guys found something that was some sustenance. And I just found the Jar Jar Binks of When Calls the Heart. So I'm sorry.
Can I say this really quick? Because I know there are some people that like Jar Jar Binks. I like Allie.
Come on, man.
I'm sorry.
No.
And you know what?
No.
I thought Jar Jar Binks was funny.
No.
So I think there might be a correlation there. But I didn't. I kind of enjoyed her.
This poor girl, I think she's a good actor.
I like her as an actor.
She's being asked to be the, like, it's almost like a bad skit on, like, Jimmy Fallon. Like, she's supposed to say a line, put her teeth out, and just smile like this, like, after every line she says. It's awful.
I say give her some time. She'll grow on you.
I think she's going to...
Says a guy who has seen as many episodes as we have.
That's right, yeah.
She grows on you.
I feel pretty confident.
Did you hate her?
He didn't like her.
She irritated me, okay. But that you doesn't mean she's going to stay. I think that, you know, there's a lot of room for character development, and she's going to grow into... probably the most beloved child in When Calls the Heart.
Well, that's not. I mean,
she's going to pass Cody.
Cody's not in the show anymore.
Right. So that makes it easy.
Well, and then Pockets. I think Pockets has been
not
all
the show anymore.
But
either.
Think about it. Pockets was
really
great.
All she has to be better than is Opal.
That's hard.
That's hard because she's been three forever.
Opal has been an adorable 3.5-4-year-old since time began.
It's unbelievable. They must keep. Like casting a new 3-year-old, like no one ages that little, especially children. I feel like they get older quicker
slower.
And wiser. Really?
No, they get older slower.
Hey, all I'm trying to say is, someone get Dan a parachute so he can blow away.
Nailed it, buddy. You nailed it.
Can't do it. Illegal.
you like Allie over there. You gonna let him say he likes Jar Jar Binks? Is that okay?
I mean, I think that if they'd given Jar Jar Binks a little bit more time, he could possibly turn
in episode two. If they'd given him the full hour, they gave
how
him
old was I one. When Jar Jar came? How
you
old
were, you were six?
Yeah,
yeah.
So of course. I mean,
Jar Jar crushed. But
you're 30 now. Oh, Jar Jar at six slays.
I mean, 30. I haven't seen episode one in years. Okay,
fair enough.
I will say he does not age as well as you.
No, I'm sure he does not.
He has not aged well.
Yeah. Panda feels.
Oil feels. I really like that plot point. Otherwise,
right, yeah, we get it. Stop we get it, talking. Buddy. You're doing a great job.
have you guys heard about the oil?
No one has talked more about oil in their lives.
God bless it.
There are
OPEC is over there.
Paul like, Thomas hey, Anderson is like, slow down. Gee, Daniel Day-Lewis is like, no, stop it.
Going back
I
to
drink. Who are you?
You're
right
all
now?
Milkshake.
That is not.
Is that one? Gosh, one take,
no.
Jake?
No.
That is like Ernest P. Worrell doing. There will be blood.
So you guys
know what I mean, Vern? And I have thrown out some references.
I drink your milkshake.
Oh, gosh, I love Ernest.
Know what I mean?
I love
Ernest. I grew up on Ernest. Are you kidding me?
You guys know I love Allie. Yeah. So my feels,
I'm Allie.
I found her giving back the things, but like the food was like gone or half eaten.
I thought that was a funny bit.
I enjoyed it. I'm Team Allie all the way, and I will raise that flag and wave it each week.
You're the worst.
Give it time. I know I'm on the same episode as you. Just give it time.
You're just doing things to make this interesting.
All right, Dan, yeah, we'll be right back here on Deck
the Homer. How dare you? How dare you? I'm a valued member of this community.
Welcome back, everybody.
I feel a little bad about how hard I treated Allie in that previous segment. That's a feels, isn't it?
I'm proud of you. Do you want to do any retractions?
Yeah, to the young lady that plays Allie, I think that you probably are terrific at your craft. You've been saddled with a character that is gonna sink like a rock. And
false.
I'm sorry.
Allie, you're already crushing it, pal.
Sorry about Kill that.
Let's get to the wait what's Panda.
Okay.
Oil.
She
have
says,
you guys heard?
At one point, Elizabeth says that she is 3 days behind on grading papers.
Behind
on grading papers, which Elizabeth isn't following any standards. There's no place she's trying to be, right, with her curriculum at this point. We've established over. So no. She's not technically 3 days behind. You anything. Can grade those whenever you want, Elizabeth, because no one's following up on you. Like, at this point, by what standard? At one point, Faith mentions that her parents, she kind of shares a little bit backstory with Carson. But my question is, they've been together for years, and their parents have never come up. The first time they ever come up is, I mean, they've been years. They've been working together, and it's just the two of them.
That's right.
And like that, has
your
a,
voice
that seems like
is
one of those conversations you have fairly early on. Hey, I'm kind of at odds with my dad. I mean, that's like what, within the first few months of working together, you probably drop that little tidbit.
Yeah,
your voice is adorable.
It's Thank something. You.
Sometimes it just gives out, and it's just the
it
cutest thing.
It squeaks a little bit, and it's real cute.
You're a little mouthy. Little mouthy panda.
Thanks, man.
I used to sound like that when I smoked Marlboros.
What did you switch to?
Rig, how you doing,
sissy,
buddy?
Sissy cigarette. Marlboro, man, I'd punch him in the face.
What do you smoke now?
I smoke a good combination of Pall Malls, which I've told you about on a number of occasions, and Joe Cools when I can find them.
You can't find them either?
The older the better. That tobacco, as soon as it sits for a while, that's that teeth staining stuff. You know what I'm talking about? It's that good stuff.
I don't
Is it illegal?
Oh, you bet your sweet bottom it is.
All right, pal.
Why did he say that?
I didn't like any of that.
Also, Brig, I noticed this week that your box is gone.
Oh yeah, I'm just out here and I'm loving every minute of it.
Is so like what happened? Did it go to a vote?
I agreed not to smoke inside on Sundays and Thursdays if they remove the box. If you want to come in here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Be prepared.
Who agreed to this? Because we...
Tracy.
Yep.
She agreed to it.
I sure did.
Yep. We were watching Deep Blue Sea, snuggling on the couch. LL Cool J is a scientist making big sharks. Uh-huh. I love big sharks.
Oh, I love them.
Trace loves big sharks, too.
You bet I do.
You don't want small sharks. You want big sharks.
Big sharks.
And LL Cool J makes the biggest sharks.
The biggest sharks.
And those big sharks... They got big, angry, and big, big hungry.
Yeah, big hungry. Guess what they ate?
What'd they eat?
My pants!
Nicely done.
Trace out.
They also ate Dr. LL Cool J.
That's true. That's accurate, yes.
Huh. How dumb are the kids in Elizabeth's classroom that they are gambling that much and they keep losing and can't figure out that they're losing to Allie?
Yeah.
You would think after the first three or four they deserve to lose
all of their stuff.
Lose it all.
Yeah.
And then finally, if we had the Hallmark, this would go here. But
okay, good. I'll allow it.
What was Bill doing when he goes over to Elizabeth's house to find Lee? Okay, so first of all, no one knows that Lee is there other than Rosemary and Elizabeth.
Dude,
And then
this is
Bill,
the centerpiece question of this episode.
He knocks on the door.
He makes an excuse.
He makes an excuse.
But it's like an excuse of, I want to see this girl at night.
It's not above
to show up to a single lady's house in 1914-ish with that excuse.
It just didn't work.
I'm not buying it.
I get the feeling, here's just a theory. I think he was planning on going to Elizabeth's the whole time. He wasn't looking
for
Lee.
That would be the biggest age difference.
That would be the biggest
age difference. We did get a commenter. The Carson Faith age difference is bigger than the grandma lawyer age difference.
That's wild. But what's also breaking news to me is that IMDb has an age difference calculator built into IMDb. I've been using IMDb for years.
No, it doesn't. They went in and looked at all of them.
They said
brought to you by IMDb and an age difference calculator. Dude, read a book, man.
I was reading quickly.
Can you imagine how many actors would take their profiles off if you put an age difference calculator?
I've never even thought to do idea. That. It's not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea at all.
Is that it, Panda?
Yeah, that's it.
So at the beginning of this episode, Bill is... Everyone gets mad at Bill for using a spoon against a cup.
Yep.
And then the ground starts shaking. And he's like, I'm not doing it. Bill, you were doing it, though, to begin with. He was moving the spoon.
Yes.
And then he set it down. Bill, the original complaint is valid.
Yes.
Were being obnoxiously loud. And you got saved by the earthquake. Like, it's not fair to be like, see? No, you were being loud, Bill. There's no need for that. This is a public diner. Going more, Bill. How does Bill possibly have that much mail? How? How does Bill? Bill has stacks and stacks of mail.
Yep.
What does he do? And why does he get mail? I don't know. Because especially now that a Mountie is in town... Bill should get no mail.
That's right.
Bill does not need to deal with the mail. Right?
Right. 100%.
Last but not least, how dumb are these kids?
They're so dumb. So dumb.
To bet on a magic trick.
It's just ridiculous.
It is such a...
She's literally holding all the cards.
Literally.
You don't want to do that.
Their only explanation I can figure is that they can't grasp a magic trick, like what it is.
What is this magic you speak of?
Because any other explanation...
But to be fair, the adults don't understand magic either because they all think it's gambling.
Yep, that's true.
All of the adults, I'll let you, this is one of my Weight Watch, but they are all so mad at Lucas Bouchard for teaching this girl gambling.
But it's not gambling.
It is not anywhere near gambling. What are they talking about?
But she made it gambling because the kids don't The kids don't understand that it's
but
a
how
trick.
Do we get there?
I don't
how
know
does
how
Lucas
we get,
get blamed for that.
It's not Lucas's fault. It's not Lucas me. Taught a kid how to do a card trick,
and also
it's they're, admirable.
They're appalled, like he brought gambling into the town. They've been playing poker at the saloon since the show started. Like, well, where do they get off thinking that you can just like start to say gambling's bad if you're a child and the new guy taught it?
Yeah,
so dumb.
Fair, Dan.
Aside from that one and the fact that Jesse is making one of the most boneheaded decisions of all time and they're letting Gowan do this, I do have a question about Gowan and Lucas's investment strategy, because Gowan is meeting with someone who's giving him money, and he says you'll get 30% of the oil that's pulled up. That's the number he uses, right? 30%.
Yeah, yes.
And then sounds Lucas, right. This investor leaves and Lucas says, I feel like you keep giving away more and more of my money. I've seen a number of people come through this door. How much money is going to be left? If he gave this woman 30% and there's a half dozen other people that are giving him money, has he overcommitted the amount of, like, has he committed more than 100% of the oil?
I guess we might have to wait and find out. High stakes, baby.
This is the oil you're talking about.
Speaking of oil, the geologist says that this is a small pocket of surface oil.
Yep.
What?
Yeah.
You know how when you're digging occasionally, you'll hit a small pocket of surface oil and there's nothing else anywhere. No.
Never?
That's not a thing.
I feel like that could be a thing.
I don't know enough about
oil. A small pocket of surface oil has to come from somewhere.
No.
It can't just be a little sack of oil down there.
I saw a little sack of oil live, and it was a mess.
No, it was, yeah. It was.
It's a weird bit that they do.
They play
live.
A 35 and over show. Yeah. I don't even know how you got in.
Well, they play live, and then they start, you know how some shows have like confetti or like smoke? They just do all oil. It's weird. I don't know who it's for. But people were pumped to be getting squirted by oil.
It's weird.
Yeah, and I didn't weird. Like it, but I kind of loved it. Yeah. Should be illegal, but it's not.
It should be. Ted Cruz was there.
Yeah.
Anyway, I only have one more.
Among others. Democrats were there too.
Yes. But Ted, you told me you saw
yes,
Ted
I
Cruz.
I saw Ted Cruz. Yes.
Yeah.
It was the third time I've seen him out and about.
That's right.
Yeah. I don't. What's the big deal? Danny Glover.
Danny Glover was also there.
Yes.
Gosh. Boy, what a guy.
And Canadian Dry.
It was on sale there.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
On draft. I'm
glad. You never see it on draft.
On draft? Wow, no wonder Ted Cruz was there.
That's what I'm saying. He loves Canadian Dry.
On draft. On sale.
On sale.
And I don't know if this is a wait what as much as it just is. I hated the Lee Bill fighting over taking care of a baby like men don't ever do this bit. I don't know what that is.
Panda-like.
I just hated it. Funny. Like, I just like.
You did not think it was funny. You thought it was passable.
Fun. Yeah, you thought it was like, this is something they should do with our time.
You did not chuckle.
At least you did not chuckle.
Well, if they're not talking oil, I'd like them to see taking care of babies.
You did not chuckle once, did you?
No.
It's just like this thing where two dudes.
I don't think I've ever laughed at one calls a heart.
No. Two dudes who neither one of them have children, taking care of one baby, and both of them seem to actually know what they're doing, and yet it zonked them both out to do it for 2 hours. Like, I just hated it. Thanks, I hate it. Like, stop it. Just stop it. I didn't like it at all.
In 20 years from now, can we do a rewatch of this entire show?
No.
Sure.
For a 20-year anniversary?
That number.
We should. You know what we should do?
Is so large.
Is we should do a commentary. Yeah.
Yeah. Now that would be, I would maybe be on board.
Be great.
We could sell it ahead of time.
Be so fun.
Be something.
Let's do Hopes and Values and Panda. Tell us about the oil.
My hope is, guys, the oil.
I've got a different one.
Pays for itself. What?
I hope that there is a plot line where there's a bagel company that moves into Hope. And now I've got, don't think I'm crazy. At one point, she is taking a kid's bagel. Who's making the bagels? Allie took a kid's bagel, right? I didn't imagine that.
Can you talk about oil?
I want to know who's making the bagels. Are they fresh bagels? I would like to know more.
Bagel gates. Pum, 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 pum. Allie claims she got this bagel hands free.
I got it fair and square.
But not Elizabeth. Elizabeth says those bagels came from the bagel kitchen used to feed starving children. Will Allie's excuse hold up in court? Stay tuned to Bagelgate.
Glad we did it.
I would love to have a bagel.
Went on a beat too long, but I did like it. I liked it initially.
Thanks for finishing it out.
No, I did.
That was good. You got it. Solid.
Yeah. Any valley?
Allie's kind of a valley.
Guys. Yeah, she's awful.
My hope is that Allie steals everyone's hearts. Because I think she's going to. I think if you just allow her to just be a child and just like be lovely and wonderful, you will like find yourself what?
Every scene she talks in could end in a freeze frame.
Yeah.
It's just me being Allie.
I like it.
I hate it.
Well, that's you and this is me. This is a real, this is a me. I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. Gonna let the light shine on me.
That song Brand just sang was my hope. My Bagelgate bit was my valley. That's all I've got.
We did it, everybody. Congratulations. What's calling my heart, you might be asking? We'll tell you.
Skipping all the other stuff.
Right? Hopefully, yeah. You guys know. Right now.
Let's see. What's calling my heart? We've got Sydney Hornbuckle.
Ooh.
Sydney Hornbuckle.
Send in an email to hello@deckthehallmark.com.
Deckthehallmark.com. Tell us what's calling your heart. We'll read it on the show. Hey, y'all.
Hey.
I love that start.
Hey.
Good Southern. I like that. Lots of things have been calling my heart lately, and y'all's podcast definitely makes the list. Believe it or not, I'm 16 years old.
Wow.
Whoa.
We get the youth.
Is this Allie?
We get the youth. No. And I love y'all's show. It reminds me of sitting around listening to my dad and uncles talking and laughing about something you would never think grown men would even have an opinion on.
Well.
Oh, we're old, guys. We did it.
Dude.
This
kid is great.
Email.
I love it.
My dad actually listens to the show with me. And we love the bits. It drives my mama crazy the way we carry on during movies. Lots of times my dad will just blurt out, woof. And my mama will give him the look. And that's all thanks to y'all. My favorite episode of the week is the Signed, Sealed, Delivered episode. Oh, I watched the whole series, including the 12 movies, more times than I can count.
Wow.
I love that Bran and Panda love it, and I know deep down, Dan, you love it too.
He does.
Also, I'm real sorry y'all have to watch Wind Calls the Heart. Okay. At first, I was excited when y'all started reviewing the show, but after rewatching it and listening to how miserable poor Dan is all the time, I can say is bless your heart. Man, this is great.
She's great, dude.
Thank y'all so much for what y'all do. Y'all give a simple girl from Tennessee something to look forward to every day, so thanks a bunch, Sydney. Oh my gosh.
Oh my goodness.
Who is this 16-year-old that listens to Deck the Hallmark, watches Signed, Sealed, Delivered on a loop, and did a rewatch of Wind Calls the Heart just because we were?
Yeah. And her last name's Hornbuckle.
Hornbuckle.
Well, listen here, Whippersnapper. We'll send you a quarter in the mail to buy something nice down at the store.
That's right down there with the that's right there with the old bagel gate, I believe. They can't all be winners. And today was one big loser.
But don't forget that this episode started with one take Jake. Yeah. Which will go down in the records as my favorite moment of all time. So there you go. We'll be back tomorrow with another one. Until then, may we be the first to wish you a
Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmark's a Bramble Jam podcast. It's presented by Philo TV. It's produced by Brandon Gray and recorded live in, Greenville, South Carolina. Set decor is by Plum at Haywood Mall. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast Network, you can go to bramblejampodcast.com.
You're about to hear some ads that help keep the lights on here at the studio. Feel free to listen. Feel free to turn it off, whatever you want to. But either way, thanks so much for your support.